Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God from the book of Hosea. Hear this, O priests, attend, O royal house, the sentence is for you. At Mizpah you have been a snare, on Tabor a net spread out, at Shittim a deep pit dug, but I will catch you, hunters all. Well do I know Ephraim, Israel is no secret to me. You play the harlot, Ephraim, Israel stains herself. Her doings will not suffer them to come back to their God. For a harlot spirit possesses them, and the eternal they do not understand. But Israel's pride shall confront them, Ephraim's guilt shall undo them, and with them Judah too. With flocks and cattle they shall go, in search of the eternal. But they shall never find him, from them he has withdrawn. They have been faithless to the eternal, bearing bastard children. So shall a conqueror destroy them and their acres. Blow the bugle in Gibeah, blow the clarion in Ramah, sound the alarm at Bethel, to startle Benjamin. Ephraim shall be laid bare upon the day of punishment. True is the doom that I declare upon the clans of Israel. Judah's leaders are no better than a man who shifts a landmark, so I vent my wrath upon them. Ephraim is an oppressor, trampling justice down. He would go after idols vain. So I eat Ephraim away like moths, eat away Judah's house like worms. When Ephraim noticed his decay and Judah his disease, Ephraim turned to Assyria, Judah to the great monarch. But he cannot heal you, your disease he cannot cure, for I am like a lion to Ephraim, like a young lion to Judah. I tear, I go my way, and none can rescue my prey. I withdraw to my own place, till they feel their iniquity, and seek my face, searching for me in their distress, crying, Let us return to the Eternal, for he has torn us, he will heal us, he has wounded us, he will bind us up. In a day or two he will revive us, and on the third day he will raise us, to live under his care. Let us know the Eternal, let us make haste to know him, for he will come to us, sure as the dawn, come to us like winter rain, like spring rain watering the land. But Ephraim, what can I do with you? Judah, what can I do with you? This love of yours is like a morning cloud, like dew that soon will disappear. So I instruct them by my words. This precept shines out plain. Love I desire, not sacrifice. Knowledge of God, not any offerings. Yet at Adamtown they broke their bond, and they played me false. Gilead is a gang of villains, a town of bloody footprints, with bandits in full force. And on the road to Shechem, a party of priests murder and practice crime. At Bethel I have seen a horrid sight, Ephraim playing the harlot, Israel staining herself, and Judah too conspires against me. When I would turn the fortunes of my people, when I would fain heal Israel, then Ephraim's guilt is clear, Samaria's crimes appear. Thieves break into houses, bandits roam abroad. No one of them ever reflects that I will punish all their crime, that their besetting sins are ever in my sight. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Hosea.